Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian Kenny, and welcome to episode number 7 of the Brian Kenny podcast. I hope you're all having a phenomenal week. It is only Tuesday, but already I feel like I've achieved a lot and I am on top of my game. I hope everyone else is on top of their game too. Okay, so the first point today, I'm just going to do a quick little rehash about what this podcast is. This podcast is a very brief 10-minute segment that happens twice per week where I literally brain dump what I'm doing, the things that I'm finding challenging in my life, the things that I'm trying to improve both in business and my personal life. And it allows me then to look back on these podcasts at a later date, reflect, and make sure that I'm seeing progress in my life and how I'm achieving my goals. And it's just a way to kind of pop your head above the parapet, pop your head out of the sea and go, okay, am I on track? Am I on course to where I wanted to go? Which is a great tool to do. So hopefully other people find it useful as well. I do that by just listing out a couple of points every episode. Hopefully you find it relevant. Okay, point number one, hard work has gotten me to where I am and I need to ensure that I always have my head down and produce really good work. No matter how far my career progresses or how close I get to solving my problems or getting to where I want to go, I have to realize that hard work is still one of the biggest prerequisites to continued success. Like when I look back on where I started, I came out of school, I did very bad in my education, did very bad in the Leaving Cert, which is the main exam in Ireland. I got, you know, terrible scores. My parents weren't very happy with that. I didn't go to college. I then went and, you know, from packing bacon in a very cold aisle in Dunstores and Cornell's Court to my first job in an office was I was literally given a full stack of paper and being asked to go sheet by sheet through that paper and type in what was on that paper into a computer. It was the most basic data entry you could ever imagine, but I was full of ambition. I remember there was another lady there called Susan or Sue, and she was a systems administrator, the person who looked after all of the computers in that building. And I just had a very quiet word with her and I said, listen, I'm very much starting out in my career. I would love to do your job at some point. So can you mentor me? Can you help me to get to that position so that if you ever are moving on to bigger and better things, I can jump in there and I'm well suited for it? And she did. And I got that job. That was amazing for me. I was over the moon. And then, you know, I slowly progressed into another media company, became an IT manager, looked after a team, then went to a data center and looked after lots of different servers instead of looking after people. And I slowly kind of progressed, but it also made sure that I was really exposed to all different gamuts of IT, from engineering and actually sitting in a data center and minding computers rather than minding people. And after a while, I realized that where my passion lay was in products, in creating products. But at every point in my career, in order to get to the next stage, I knew that it was hard work that was going to be the thing that would launch me to the next point. Apologies about the ringing. I have to learn to put shit on silent. Okay, point number two. Be confident in yourself and your ability because people can tell. This is something that it took me a long time. I talked about in episode 6 about me being very introverted. But being confident, people can tell how confident you are about a subject or even in yourself. And your confidence provides a mechanism for people to trust or communicate well with yourself. And sometimes you have to kind of wing it a little bit. You're not going to be the person that understands a subject so well that you understand like the 360 view of that subject. But you have to realize that you're very good at something as well. And even though you may not know every single thing about that subject, you're still very good at it. And you should be confident about your abilities within that subject and articulate it. And don't be afraid to toot your own horn. Don't be afraid to kind of stand up there and say, I am amazing at this. I know I could be better, but that's even another characteristic of a person that is good at this. And, you know, I think one element of this that really resonates for me in a real example is I was going to a meeting in Frankfurt to sell a piece of hardware. And, you know, I hadn't really gone to a lot of, let's say, boardroom related meetings in my life. This is a first time for me. And I land into the meeting room, I'm wearing my shirt, I'm wearing my, you know, my kind of formal wear or whatever, and I'm sitting in front of all these people. And I just said, you know what, I said to myself internally, I'm either going to boss this or it's going to go horribly wrong. And what's the worst that can happen if I act very confident and, you know, I'm very humble at the same time, but I'm confident in the product that I'm talking about here. And I gave it a shot and the deal went through. They loved it. They loved me. They loved the product and everything kind of just worked out. And so I would highly recommend to people, and I think of myself as well, to let that confidence shine. Don't allow other people to put you down because they may not think that you're, you know, that you understand everything about a subject. You never will, but be confident in your abilities and people will relate to that. Okay, point number three, take risks. Take as many risks as you possibly can. And I say that with a pinch of salt, but at the same time, I say that very much aggressively. And the reason is because I've kind of taken a lot of risks over my life. I've, you know, I no longer have a sustainable income. I mean, I've built MiniCorp to where it is right now, and, you know, we've a very healthy business. But at the same time, something could happen tomorrow and MiniCorp could go away. I just, you know, you don't know. That's the whole point of entrepreneurship and the whole point of taking risks, is that you have to kind of stand up there, take these risks and see what happens. But sometimes you'll fail and you'll learn from those failures, and those failures will help to drive you forward. You'll go back and stand up again and try again. You'll do it with the knowledge of what you've learned in that last battle. But those risks are also the things that push you forward. Think of them almost like challenges. You know, let's say you didn't want to speak at an event because it makes you feel uncomfortable, and you know, nobody likes standing up in front of every, well, I've kind of gotten to like it, but let's say you really didn't want to stand up, or, you know, you're a little bit introverted, you didn't want to stand up at that event, and view that as a challenge and just say, hey, this could be the tipping point of whether I'm going to do more events or not. I'll stand up there, I'll give it a shot, I'm going to give it 150%. If it goes well, amazing, let's do more. I tried something and I loved it. If it doesn't go well, I tried something, I've learned from it, I don't want to do any more. And that constant challenging of yourself, or that constant taking risks, excels you forward as a person. You end up doing things that you never thought you were going to do. You end up taking these risks and the rewards are substantial. And when you don't win, you get all of this amazing knowledge and learning from that as well. So it's kind of like a win-win situation. So take risks, challenge yourself daily if you can, hourly if you can. Okay, point number four, you have to celebrate the small wins. I've met with many entrepreneurs now at this stage. I've met with many different company owners, from companies that have thousands of employees to companies that have two employees. And the one thing that resonates with me is that entrepreneurship, building a business, building product, it's a journey. You never actually arrive at the point of what you set out to do. It is an evolving element, is an evolving journey. And because of that, as you take three or four steps forward and you win, or something positive happens within the company, sit down, take the team, everybody goes out, do something to celebrate that small win. If you don't, what will happen is very much what happened to us in MiniCorp for a while. I lost focus of that. I stopped celebrating the small wins, and we hadn't gone out on a company, you know, do or whatever. We hadn't gone out on a company party in ages. And that really, I think it really affected the team. It really affected morale. And I wish that I had learned it sooner, but I didn't. I learned it now and I'm going to fix it from now on. But it really helps to push everyone forward. And it also allows you the ability to have intimate conversations with each team member that helped that win occur, and to thank them from the bottom of your heart, of going, you know, without you and without the work that you did, the company would not be here to where it is right now. thank you. How can I repay you? You know, all of those conversations can occur. Celebrate the small wins. The big wins, of course, are going to happen, but the small ones, you know, they're intimate and they should be celebrated as well. Okay, I'm currently in London, in Shoreditch right now, and it is not the best day, and I've decided that I'm going to go and watch Blade Runner in the cinema this evening, which is going to be amazing. I can't wait to check it out. So, thank you all very much for listening. I hope that you're enjoying these podcasts as much as I'm enjoying creating them. Subscribe, share, love you all, and yeah, thanks a million.